Welcome to the Tony and Ryan podcast. My name is Ryan. This is Dr. Author Tony Lodge.
Hello.
Just had to stop for a second there because Tony was busy telling us all how funny she was.
Hey, and everybody said
agreed.
Straight back.
Yeah, we all agreed. You've heard of The Lincoln Lawyer, the movie?
Yes, I actually just watched that recently.
Matthew McConaughey?
Didn't like it.
Really?
I'm sorry. Okay. Is it Matthew McConaughey's on the phone?
Oh, fuck. This is awkward.
Oh,
so embarrassing.
No. Can he hear me now?
We're about to call Ashley.
So not.
And okay. She is, you know Logan that's between Brisbane and the Gold Coast?
No.
Interesting.
I thought you were about to say Logan like the Hugh Jackman film. Like, because you talked about The Lincoln Lawyer. So I'm like, oh, another movie chat.
So she's from Logan, which is between Brisbane and Gold Coast, which is an interesting area nonetheless. And she's a lawyer. So it's The Logan Lawyer. Which
Fuck,
sounds.
That was such a long walk for a small drink of water.
But it feels like a
spin-off. The reason that he's called the Lincoln Lawyer is because it's the car is a
oh,
Lincoln, not the
sake.
Location.
I thought
that,
he was in Lincoln,
Nebraska.
Yeah.
No. He's in a Lincoln.
Well, if you could fucking tell me that 3 minutes ago, I would have saved us all a big fucking hassle.
Do you know what? When I'm on my fucking deathbed.
And I'm finishing this story.
I'm going to say, I wish I had that extra 3 minutes from the Lincoln Lawyer story. And I'm going to fucking FaceTime you or teleport or whatever we've got then.
Yeah.
And I'm going to hit you in the face.
Actually, but no, I assume I'll be in the room. And you,
that is true.
And then this is what will happen. You go, I've just got one final thing to say. And I go, that'll do, Doc. Flick the switch.
And I'll say, so you know how he's in a Lincoln?
Anyway, let's call
Ashley.
The Logan Lawyer. This is embarrassing. I'll ask her what she drives and give her a new shit name.
The Yaris Lawyer.
Would you not assume that he's from, like, without knowing anything
about
the movie?
I'm right, it's because the car's a Lincoln. Thank you, guys.
Yeah,
yep.
Okay.
I want to come in Tony's box.
Yes!
Well, Ash, you're all... about 3 months too late,
but, yeah,
unfortunately.
Sorry about that.
Oh,
so sorry.
Damn.
Hey, Ash, I was just calling you the Logan Lawyer, and I've unfortunately been told that the Lincoln Lawyer is because of a car and not his location. So.
And also, is Ashley a lawyer?
You definitely are a lawyer, Ash.
I definitely am. Have been for nearly 6 years now. Yep.
Oh, six
well done.
6 years. Oh, my God.
And what sort
God.
Of car do you drive, Ash?
Unfortunately, only a Mazda.
The Mazda
Lawyer.
The Mazda Lawyer.
Lawyer.
I think
the
that's
Mazda
got
Lawyer.
A great ring
yeah,
to it. Is
works.
It a Mazda 3?
No, Mazda 2, but close enough.
Mazda 2. Yeah, okay. The Mazda 2 Lawyer 2.
Yeah.
That's what we'll call it.
Yeah,
it's
okay.
The sequel.
It's the sequel. Ash, unfortunately.
We'll turn it into a saga soon.
Yeah. Thank you.
That's
that
funny.
Is good. That is good. Ash, will you approve today's podcast, which is probably nearly finished, to be honest?
Look, I don't know. Can I listen to it first?
Well, no, that's not how it works.
That actually is a great question. That's
well, no,
never happened before.
That is a very valid question, but we no.
We don't know where you'll go yet.
No, but like we don't know what's what
isn't
happens.
That lawyer chat, though?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Like, I'll have to take my chances, I guess. Why not?
Yeah.
Well, are you willing?
Yeah, I'll do it.
Oh, thank God.
Thank God for that.
The Master 2 Lawyer, too. Coming to the theatre soon.
Hey, it's Ashley from Logan, and I approve this podcast.
All right, coming up today, the inaugural winner of the Tar Parking Filth Fest.
That inaugural?
Is, yeah.
What does that mean?
It means it will be
the first one?
Yep. Which implies there will be
no.
an annual event.
You get one shit parking contest.
Yeah. Also, today's a video show, so you can watch it on the Spotify app and your smart TV as well as listen if you would like.
At the moment, Aussie slang's in the news.
Yeah.
So we've talked about Aussie slang a lot because we try and translate ourselves on the go.
Yeah.
We've got a lot of people from around the world that listen to this pod. And
goes, what the fuck does that mean?
What is that word that they're saying? Yeah. Which I never realised that we've kind of got our own lingo, but we definitely do.
Absolutely.
And have you watched, so Netflix has rebooted Heartbreak High and the second season's just come out and they're like young kids.
Real cool.
Yeah, real cool.
They're all fingering each other and doing drugs. Like,
yeah,
it just
yeah.
looks like a mad time had by all.
Yeah, and I've seen a couple of, like, tweets and articles flying around of Americans being like, I do not know what they are fucking saying.
We all speak English, but apparently we do not.
Apparently not. And because in Australia we use a lot of, like, old British slang, I think. Like,
right.
I used this as an example to someone the other day, and I said, like, when I was a kid, I remember hearing, like, adults saying, like, a dog's iron horse, which is a pine sauce.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Because that's, like, Cockney rhyming slang, yeah. I think. Yeah.
I'd say the for tomato sauce, like, you got the dead horse.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's like, but that's like a real Cockney, like English horse. Thing. Yeah.
I didn't realize. Yeah.
Yeah. But so we've kind of like adopted that as my own. But there's a few like funny ones from Heartbreak High that people like, I don't know what that is. So I thought that we could do some translating
please.
Of some of our favorite slang. Chuck a shit.
I don't know. Chuck a shit.
Do a poo. Yeah. But, just chucking a shit.
Who are you chucking at?
It's just what we say.
Do we?
Have you never said that or heard that?
No.
But I'm also Have you guys?
Never.
Yeah, Heartbreak High 2. Fucking get it together, Heartbreak High 2.
You've actually never heard that.
Chuck a shit.
Oh, so I put that first because I thought, well, that's standard. Everyone knows what that means.
I use a towel once and never hear the fucking end of it. And now I find out everyone else is chucking shit.
There's also one on here that I didn't recognize.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
Racked it. So when I hear racked it, I'm like
you, excuse me?
Like, I've heard that on TV before, rack a line. Yeah. I've never said that. I've heard that on TV.
Yeah, I was going to say, that sounds like up past 9:30.
Oh, yeah, that's Californication. Yeah. That's funny because Californication is obviously like much worse than that. Yeah. Racked it means stolen, which I'd never heard before.
Oh, like how'd you get that jacket? I racked it.
But you know what? Like, I've heard ganked. Did you ever say, like, I ganked that from someone?
Okay, here's a test. I'm just making this test up on the spot. Don't question the
rule. No, I would never question you, mate.
I reckon stealing stuff, you could insert any word, and if you say it in the right part of the sentence and energy, it would make sense.
Okay, try me.
Table.
I tabled that? What?
You got to have the energy.
Yeah, oh, do you like this fucking iPhone? I tabled it. Nah, that's dumb.
But when you said that,
pocketed
I might
have
stole
it. Maybe.
Pocketed it, definitely.
Or like what do people say, like five-finger discount?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fell off the back of a truck.
Yeah. Did your mum, actually not your mum, but like.
Leave me on a doorstep at 2 days old? Yeah.
So what's the slang for that?
Yeah.
abandoned?
And then she gapped it.
Yeah, she bandoed and then gapped it. I don't know. Gapped it's a good one, like fucked off.
Yeah.
Did you ever when you were a kid say scunted? Like, I'm going to get scunted for this.
That sounds like an awful word. It's the unted bit.
Do you guys, have you ever heard that word? No. Fuck, I'm doing WA slang, obviously. Yeah. Scunted is like getting heaps of trouble. Like, oh, I'm going to get fucking scunted for tabling that phone, you know?
We need to start a sitcom where it's like Tony's like sick dog, like gangster.
Yeah. I'm Aussie hip hop version of me.
Aussie hip.
Pingers or bickies.
Yeah. That's drugs.
That's pills. Yeah. But apparently that, because this is in Heartbreak High, people are like, what's a bicky? Like you're sitting down
having a
bicky.
Yeah.
Povo. We use this a lot on the show.
Yeah.
Like it's pov. I guess it's short for poverty, which is horrible.
Yeah, it actually sounds horrible when you think about
it. Yeah, but it's like, that's a bit pov. Like, that's a bit average.
I've worn that jacket 50,000 times. It's becoming ratty and old and crap. Yeah, it's a bit pov.
Yeah, it looks a bit pov.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's looking a bit average, a bit below average.
It actually is horrible when you think.
Yeah. Fucking oath.
Fucking oath.
Like, it's like how the Kardashians say Bible. Like, Bible, fucking oath. Like, that's...
They could not be more different.
Yeah.
They could not be more different.
That's literally the same thing.
I know.
But also me using their example as my translation is probably not right.
Fucking oath equals Bible.
Bible.
Well, oath is a biblical term.
That's why I made the connection.
Oh, you're smart.
If only. You yes, it's smart. A bit like that.
Yeah.
I also... this isn't in Heartbreak High, but I love it when people use slang terms for like little things that they do. Like one of my favorite ones is like slang words for fart. Like, cause you know how everybody's got a different one. Like, as a kid, I remember one of the girls I went to school with, her mum said fluffed.
Yeah, so we call Mabel the Fluffatron.
Yeah, so she's
fluffing
fluffed.
All the time. Oh, a little Fluffatron.
Do you have any more for fart?
My auntie Sally used to call it a boomer.
A boomer.
Oh, she's done a boomer.
Done a boomer?
Yeah.
My dad used to say that he dropped his guts.
Yeah.
He's in that rank.
But I don't think you'd say that off someone else. Oh, he's dropped his guts.
Oh, you've dropped your
Who dropped their guts?
Oh, you've dropped your guts. Jeez, and that's so disgusting.
Yeah. Anytime I used to say something that's like, you know, when you're a kid and you're like, oh, but if this happened, we could get that, blah, blah. And then my dad would go, yeah, and if your auntie had a mustache, she'd be your uncle.
Oh, I've heard the one that if your grandma had wheels, she'd be a bike. Have you heard
that? Isn't that guy, the cook on the British TV morning show, that viral clip when they add ham to the carbonara or something and he just fucking loses it?
All right,
people will know what I'm talking about. And if you don't,
I know the guy, he's since been. His,
that whole show is fucking disbanded. That's fucking but that sick. Show, and they had the cook on, and they just like make a suggestion. Oh, why don't you add some of this? And he goes, oh, well.
And he said that?
Yeah.
Oh, I've never.
We have to watch this immediately.
Oh, okay. All right.
Let me find it on YouTube. Everyone pause.
Okay, we're all pausing. Everybody pause.
yeah, here we go, here we go.
Okay.
Lovely. A fork.
Do you know, if it had like ham in it, it's closer.
Oh, no.
It's closer to a British carbonara.
Oh no!
It is. No, that's true.
Oh well, that's, I'm glad you're standing
do
there.
Do you agree?
Yeah.
But you know what I mean.
If my grandmother had wheels, she would have been a bike. You know what? You know. You know, it doesn't make any sense what you said. It's a different recipe. It's got nothing to do with the macaroni cheese. You know? What?
This is my favourite clip on the internet.
How random is what... Can please anybody help me?
Can anyone
God,
help
my
me?
God, he choked. Oh, man.
Stop it.
Oh, dear. Well, very good. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. I love... He looks so offended.
Just like devastated. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he's really ganked the show, hasn't he?
Hey, it's Ashley from Logan, and you're listening to Tony and Ryan.
Massive shout out to a few of our champion tarpers over at our Patreon. Caroline Ferguson. Good on you, Caroline.
Thanks, Caroline.
Big Cass. Jose Garcia. Sam Hocking. Ham Hocking.
If his grandma had wheels.
He'd be peeing ham soup. Peeing Sam soup. Alicia Kay. Good on you, Alicia. And Danian Anderson. And that's a few champion tarpers, but every... layer.
You're rattled, aren't you?
I was about to say layer of champ.
She's rattled, guys. She's flat rattled. Because she knows the tarp parking inaugural awards are coming up.
All tiers of Patreon are currently scrolling around the bottom of the video show. You love to see that.
So recently, Tony Lodge found a car park. The car next to her had parked like a fuckhead.
Absolute dick.
So then Tony had to park like a fuckhead to like get in next to it. Then the original fuckhead left and it looked like Tony was the fuckhead.
Like I was the asshole that just parked like a nong.
So in solidarity.
Oh, I don't think that this is in solidarity.
I said, why don't we all go and park like a fuckhead?
Mm-hmm.
So then you won't be the only fuckhead in town.
Yep.
And whoever can pull off the worst car park and send a photo and send it through, we'll get
safely.
We'll get a Ryan Tarp merch pack. And actually, can we put some like game show music in? And I'll read out the thing. The winner will receive a Tarpa hoodie, Tarpa socks, a Tarp mug of their choosing, a copy of Tony's award-winning book.
Oh,
I don't need
providing
therapy
the book?
And other lies I've told myself. By the way, can you do me a favour and send me a book? It'll be sent this week by Australia Post, so all the fucking best of luck receiving it.
Yeah, so you'll get that in fucking 9 to 10 months. Is literally now, would be faster to have a baby than wait to receive something from fucking Australia Post. Sorry, I've got my own personal problems at the moment with the Post. That's very exciting. That merch pack. Wow, wow, wow.
Now, I just need to stipulate a few rules.
That it had to be safe.
Who's stipulating the rules?
Me. I'm saying that that's my one rule.
It can only include shit parks done by tarpers. There are a lot of, and it's a great thread if you just want to lol. Like, don't get me wrong.
So people have, like, snapped a pic of someone else.
Yeah, their neighbour. Or oh. I parked at the shops and I saw this other guy.
But you had to do the bad park.
And it's almost, like, deliberate. You can't have just, oh, I do this shit. Like, no, I've heard the contest.
Yeah.
And I've made an editorial decision of my life to do something rank.
Do something rank.
So first of all.
I haven't seen these. I printed these out. We got a printer, guys. That's my love to see it. We got a printer.
We got a work printer. First of all, check out Megan Jones and explain this to people listening on audio only.
So Megan sent through her ride-on lawnmower parked into a garage door. Is it a garage door?
I took my foot off the brake of our brand new lawnmower, says Megan. Unlike Tony Lodge, I don't have the lawn mowing gift, she says.
I can tell.
So I parked, in inverted commas, my ride-on mower in the garage door.
Yeah, it's like taking a full panel out of the door. That's fucking...
Whilst I've destroyed my garage door, I could get a merch pack, so who's the real winner here?
I've got a question.
Yeah.
Is this legal in terms of the contest? It's not a car. It's not a public place.
Okay.
Ooh.
Good questions.
Not that it isn't good because, Megan, I think that's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, no, good question. So there's pros and cons. The pros is incredible and the cons of what you just mentioned.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
All right.
Now, next up is Tom. Now, flip the page around.
Is that a fucking Porsche?
It is.
Fucking must be nice. That Porsche is parked next to a fucking G-Wagon as well.
Yeah. Where's
he
parking?
A red fucking G-Wagon. Fucking hell.
Explain
it must be fucking nice.
For people who can't see.
All right. So there's a white Porsche, fucking hell, parked across just parked sideways. He's parallel double parked that motherfucker sideways.
Yeah.
Three fucking parking spots.
I think what's worse about it being a Porsche, also fucking good for you, Tom. Killing it.
Yeah, Tom.
Is that if it was a shit car, people would be like, what? But then people would see the Porsche and be like, fuck you. You know what I mean?
It automatically adds.
Tom said, I saw my opportunity and I took it. I was listening to the episode on the way to work.
Your fucking Porsche.
In my Porsche. And I thought, if I get to the work car park and there's space, I'm just going to do it because I want that merch pack. And he said, even though it seems like a baller Porsche move, my anxiety was through the roof all day.
Surely, shouldn't Tom be listening to like an investing podcast?
I think
or
he
like
has.
Build your property portfolio or something? Yeah. Fucking
up. Yeah, nah, fair call, fair call.
I like that one. I don't like that he's got a Porsche.
Why not?
The jealousy.
Yeah. Now, this is by another Tony. This is Tony Gallant, and this is our third and final finalist.
Okay. Oh, can I add one thing to Tom's?
Yeah.
Is that it's in like a basement apartment park. Yeah. And generally you know people's coming and going.
Oh, that's his work car park.
Oh, that's the work. Oh, it looks like
in the bottom of his building.
Oh, okay. Because I was like, you know that the two apartments next to you have moved out, is
kind
this
of a free
that
swing.
Risky?
Yeah, fair call though.
This one, Tony Gallant, great name. This is a public car park.
Yeah.
And they've parked their huge Toyota Kluger across two bays and not sideways, like on
Dying.
A fucked angle. I like that.
Tony says, I'm going for the win.
Oh.
She said, I thought I could handle leaving it parked like this for a while, but I've been booted. So she's parked like that. She's taken the photo and someone's gone, you right, mate? And they go, oh, sorry. And then, like Tony's panicked and then, like, parked proper.
Oh.
But she's like, I've got the photo. It was there for, there was no time stipulation. So let the record, it is what it is.
Oh, well, now I'm so Nudley and Brulia between Tony and Tom.
Yeah.
Because Tom left it there the whole day.
Yeah, that's ballsy.
Tony's is fucking obnoxious.
Yeah, and like,
which it was the contest.
Yeah, Tom can fucking buy his own merch.
Great point. That is a very good point.
And are you ruling Megan out because it's not a car?
I think it's not a car, unfortunately.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Our winner.
The first ever, the inaugural winner of the car parking contest is Tony Gallant.
Tony Gallant.
Well done.
Amazing work. The commitment to the bit as well.
Incredible.
And luckily, Tony's covered up her Number plate.
With a pig emoji.
With a little pig emoji.
Don't you love to see that?
That's amazing. Do we know where Tony's based?
No, but
I can't see any other number plates to give me a clue of where she is.
I'm going to guess the USA.
It looks American.
Yeah.
That's fucking great.
I'm going to take a wild guess and say Pennsylvania with no other info.
It does look like Pennsylvania.
I'm just going to, yep, I'm saying Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I will give it. And do you know what? If Ryan's right and Tony is from Pennsylvania, he gets a merch pack.
Fuck yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. You signed my book?
No. That costs extra.
I tried to give you a book to someone the other day and they said no. Who was it?
What? Don't tell me that.
Oh, no, I think maybe they already had it.
Oh, well, that's okay. Who was it?
Who was? Because I was in the car and I said, oh, do you want Tony's book?
It was in the car.
I've always got a book of yours on hand. And I go, oh, it's Tony's book. Do you want it? And they went, no, that's okay. And I'm I can't remember who it was. Oh, yeah, I do. It was that. No, they definitely already had it.
Who was it?
It was.
Was it Jacko from You Walking Around the Block?
No, no, no. It was Sarah, the cake lady.
Oh, she has it. Yeah.
Because then she was helping me put Mabel's cake into the car. And I was like, oh, Tony's book, do you want it? She's like, no.
Yeah, right. Like, okay. Well, congratulations, Tony, on your huge successful win.
Yep.
Massive day for you. Massive day for Pennsylvania.
Massive day for Pennsylvania. I've also got a You Love to See It.
Oh, great.
Which is. We do You Love to See It's every day.
We do.
But I actually saw this and went, I love to see that.
What is it?
So yesterday I went and got a coffee for Sophie and myself.
Beautiful.
Sophie, who works here. And they said, do you want a carry tray? And I normally say no because I'm like, I don't know, my tiniest, tiniest contribution to the world is like, don't waste the cardboard if you don't have to. I'll carry it. Mm-hmm. All good. But before they'd sort of said, do you want it? They'd already like put it together.
Popped it in, yeah.
Look. At this carry tray.
Oh, I've seen people do that. Yeah.
It is the actual cardboard carton of milk that they've like cut holes in and then just pop the coffee back in.
Because that would just be getting recycled anyway.
Well, it's the literal reuse.
Yeah.
Because they're like, oh, why get a separate tray when we can use the rubbish we've already got? And I went in at Eddie's up the road.
Yeah.
I went, I love to see that. And then I walked into the office where Sophie was and I was like, how fucking cool is this?
And Sophie, did you go, yeah, they've been doing that for a few years?
No, you were impressed.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Sophie, fuck no off. Street cred whatsoever.
Both of you with yeah.
Yeah.
Don't finger gun me, mate. Well, that was my, I hadn't seen that before and I was thoroughly impressed.
That yeah, that is good. I mean, I have seen it before, but it's still good. It doesn't mean it's not good.
I knew the band before they were cool.
Oh, no, but I've just seen it before, so I knew what it was. I've got You Love to See It here.
Please.
And I think you're going to love to see it as well.
Ooh. Is it? What's this?
I'm passing Ryan something.
Am I being subpoenaed? You've been served.
Are you Ryan John Dunn?
No.
Yeah. You've already admitted to being you, so you have to do it.
You know what you love to see? Giving back those videos to Blockbuster.
From several years ago.
What is this? Get the fuck out of here.
So, Ryan, who is your... Who is your favourite music artist?
I can't
artist?
Wait to cancel on the day of this.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Young Gravy at Festival Hall in Melbourne.
Two tickets, baby.
Two tickets, baby. Ooh. Oh, no. All good. All good.
I know that you're going to cancel at the last minute.
Yeah, but I can for a few months pretend that I'm going to go and that's worth the price of admission. Young Gravy, fucking righto.
Yeah, they fucking don't miss you.
He doesn't miss you. Yeah. He doesn't miss you.
But we've got a history of...
Wasn't he in Australia that last year?
I don't know.
He's just racking up them dollars, dog.
But I know that you while we were in America, I know you really wanted to meet Young Gravy. Unfortunately, it didn't happen. But now you're going to get to see him live in concert. Two tickets to Young Gravy and Bobonos something.
And Bobonos, yeah.
BBNO dollar sign.
Now
it's Kesha. Kesha's going to be there.
I don't know if you recall, but for Christmas you gave me a box of pre-mixed gravy powder.
Mm-hmm.
And
I made a little thing so that it was Young Gravy.
Yeah, and changed it to Young Gravy and then crossed out like the ingredients list and instead wrote, I love MILFs. So that's still on my desk at home. And then someone was over the other day and they go, what's the deal with this? And it's really hard to explain Young Gravy when someone doesn't know Young Gravy.
Well, take them with you. They can have the other ticket and that, yeah, you have to see it to believe it.
Me and Filthy Phil.
Yes, beautiful.
Oh, you know what? I cop a lot of shit in my life for my awful sweater choices.
No, I like reckon?
I think there's going to be no better place for a shit sweater
than a Young Gravy show.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. You're going to have a great time at that show when you actually go.
I think I will go.
You should go.
Should I get a hotel for the night?
Yep. Hey, you know what? The hotel's on me as well. I'll pay for the hotel.
Has everyone heard that?
Yeah, it's a
video show. Everyone screen grab.
I'll pay for the hotel as well because I would love to see you go and do something fun. I'll pay for the hotel.
It's on my brand at the moment. I don't do fun. I don't do fun.
Well, you can't leave a hotel room and two tickets going begging, can you?
Damn, Gravy.
So now I don't have to hear that because I bought you the tickets. But yay!
I left my Young Gravy album at our old workplace of producing.
I'll go and steal it for you because I've still got a key.
Yeah, same. Do they want those back? This is great. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
I can't believe he's coming back to Australia.
I fucking love you. I thought you'd love to see that.
Would he come?
And now that we're best friends.
You bought it from Ticketmaster. Oh, you and me. I thought you meant me and Young Gravy are besties because you fucking like,
no,
you're over Gravy.
I bought those on the internet just like everybody else.
Like, in my mind, I'm like, you think you've gone to Mr. Gravy's house and gone, g'day, champion. Can you sling us a couple of ticks?
No. I meant now you and I are best friends.
Are you implying that you'd like to come with me?
I don't want to come. That was actually what I was aiming for, is that the best friend part of it is that someone else gets to go and I don't have to. But it's a little while away, so Sophie's popped it in your calendar so that you don't forget.
Okay, great.
And we'll, you'll have a great time.
Fuck yeah.
Pretty good.
Do you reckon we can go spray tanning?
Yep. I'll spray tan you beforehand.
Do you reckon he looks like my brother Cooper?
He does a bit.
Yeah.
Except Cooper has thinner lips. That's like a really odd thing to... Anyway, love ya. Have a great day. Have a great weekend. We're back on Monday. And I don't know.
You okay, mate?
Sorry, I just got something in my eye.
No, fuck. Well, Tony's going to rub one out. And by rub one out, I mean rub a piece of dust out of her eye. And we'll
chat
to you on Monday.
Love you.